John, you don't do things the easy way, but talk about the scenes at the end. You're through, you've beaten a Premier League team, you're into the third round for the first time. Talk us through the emotions.
Well, you know, it's a great battle and performance, similar to the Bradford game, to be honest, although we didn't give up as many chances that we did against Bradford. But you've got to take your hat off to the lads, you know, again, going into extra time, you know, they're working the socks off, the same lads are playing nearly week in, week out, same back four. And I thought we defended magnificently today, you know, special mention to Elliot for a couple of great saves. But we'd missed what we thought was the winning chance with Romy's header. And then, you know, with Potsmati, and, you know, it couldn't get a better time to score. So, fantastic feeling, but I still want us to play better. You know, it doesn't matter who we're playing against. I want us to be more composed on the ball. I want us to get our passing better. I want us to make more chances. And I want us to have the crowd on the edge of the seat. I don't just want to see us defend. Even though we defended well today, I want to see the whole package.
Did you ride your luck a little bit at times?
Yeah, you'd have to say so, yeah. You know, a couple of misses by them, but a couple of good saves, but that's what the keeper's paid for. You know, it makes a refreshing change from last year where nearly every shot that went on our goal went in. So, you know, that's refreshing. But, you know, we had equally good chances. You know, we had the best chance of the match with Romy. So I don't think we can make too many complaints. I think, actually, in extra time, we were the better team. You know, we looked more on the front foot. We looked more dangerous. I think in the end, you know, probably a draw would have been a fair result, and then it's the lottery of pens, so I'm glad we haven't had to go through that.
What does it say about the sharpness, the fitness, the desire of your players that in extra time it seemed like they were starting from the first minute?
Yeah, I mean, I think you could be a little bit unkind to the Burnley players, though, because a lot of them players wouldn't have played a great deal of football. You know, and our lads have had four or five games to get up to speed, so, you know, I expected them to tire more than we did in extra time, and so it showed.
Sean Dyche, very unhappy with a challenge in the first half by Shane McCartan on O'Neill, said he thought it was a straight red card. What did you make of it?
Well, if the referee had done his job and given the foul on Shane McCartan in the first place, we wouldn't be talking about that. Yeah, it was a poor challenge, but I don't think there's any malice in him. Anyone who knows Shane McCartan knows he'd never top anybody, so he's dangled a leg for the ball and the lad swung into it. Yeah, probably a booking's a fair outcome, but as I said, it was a foul on him before that, and the referee lets too many things go tonight early on, and then started punishing things that were getting let go earlier on. So a little bit of inconsistency that could have avoided that problem. And, you know, there was a couple of really nasty challenges, one on John O'Sullivan, one on Sean McCampbell. So, you know, if you're talking about reds, they could have easily been reds for them as well.